And Holy Father, give us wisdom to perceive you, intelligence to understand you, diligence to seek you, patience to wait for you, eyes to behold you, a heart to meditate upon you, and a life to proclaim you. Through the power of the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. So, the dog ate my sermon. But really, I just didn't have enough time. And then dog ate my sermon. And my computer crashed. Didn't have enough. Were you ever afraid of not having enough? I know I struggle with that feeling quite frequently. And the question is not only about things, food, the question may also be about time, authority, or power. I am in an occupation that has to deal with figuring out how to best get enough materials for the job and what to do when you don't. It seems in today's story that Jesus had a similar profession. It just was not in construction industry. Today, we find ourselves in a story of feeding 5,000. I first rose 5,000 men, but suddenly something resonated a little bit, and I went back to the text. And it's actually interesting when you're reading through the Bible that, you know, has like these headings for every passage. It does say feeding 5,000. But really, at the end of the text, it actually says feeding 5,000 men in addition to women and children. So the right should have been feeding well over 5,000. But what happened? We start our words with the scripture with the words. Now, when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But heard what? That was the first thing that ran through my mind when I read our scripture today. And in the chapter before, we find the story of the execution of John the Baptist. In that context, it led me to think that hearing on the news of how John died, or rather was murdered, Jesus was on the run. I don't think that Jesus was afraid of Herod. I rather think that Jesus was rather disappointed in humanity. But back to our story today. On hearing that Jesus withdrew, the multitude of people followed him, and by that time, the Jesus had arrived in a boat to a deserted place. They were already there, which leads me to think that Apple's Find My app, it was not really an innovation. Already, here we are starting to see a contrast between the two scenes, between Herod's place and this desolate place. So at Herod's place, we find a palace full of luxury, with guests being invited to a feast. In contrast, in today's scripture, we find a desolated place where Jesus was actually on the run and the people had followed him. Jesus was not seeking authority. People simply followed him. In the scripture where we find Herod and the feast, we find Herod being entertained and making some promises that he was not really wanting to keep, but nevertheless, he was more afraid, and afraid for not having enough authority, not having enough power, and losing that authority. Whereas in today's scripture, when we look, that Jesus was actually overcome by compassion to the people, and the first thing he did was to heal their sick. Going back to the palace, we find Herod making a promise, essentially was afraid that his reputation might be damaged in front of his guests, and therefore he was willing to kill another human being and serve his head on a platter. Going back to our scripture today, we find that Jesus, on finding out that people were in a desolated place, is actually feeding them. Now, there could be some speculations as to how it happened that there was enough food. But I don't think that we have not been given those details, and I think there's a reason for that not to. I mean, it could have been manna, the food might have been multiplied, or perhaps after all the teaching of the kingdom of God, people suddenly realized that they had enough with them, and they shared. And by the time everybody was filled and satisfied, they found that in amongst all the people, they actually had enough and even a surplus of that. And now, I believe that when we are afraid of not having enough, the best way to approach that particular feeling is to rest our fears in God, to let God show us how to do it. And the answers might be simple. The main thing is not to be overcome by fear within that instance. One simple story I could share was that there was a big job happening, a lot of materials to go through. It was a flat roof, needed to be torn off, sheeted, insulated, vapor barriered, base sheet needed to be put on. And at the very last moment, I find out, and that's like at the last minute, almost like around 4 o'clock by the end of, before the weekend, that we don't have enough plumbing stacks to seal around the plumbing pipes. First thing, I was overcome by fears, like the wind blew them off, they weren't secured, guys must have misplaced it, the materials weren't shipped, the supplier must have not, read through my purchase order. So I get back to my computer, I open it up, and sure enough, I ordered two less. It was completely my fault. But what happened there in the moment, I took a breath and I realized that we actually had enough aqua barrier mastic to seal around the pipes and seal them for the weekend, enough for the proper flashings to arrive so we could seal them. It was a simple answer. The main thing was not to succumb to fear. And in that, I would invite us to rest our fears in God. Lord, make us, your church, into the people you want us to be. And forgive us where we fall short. Teach us to be generous in judgment, bold in commitment, and sensitive in listening. And where we find no love, let us bring love and make us more like you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.